Welcome to Charged Up Studio Live, where small business owners get charged up for success. Are you a small business owner? Do you find yourself struggling through the many responsibilities that come with the title entrepreneur? Well, we're here for you. Charged Up Studio is hosted by Market Atomy LLC, your prescription for what we call OPA. What is OPA? It's when you become so overwhelmed with the confusion that comes with business ownership that you become paralyzed and ultimately avoid doing anything in hopes it will take care of itself or you put it off till later. Does that sound familiar? I'm your host, Dan Olivo, and each week we bring a business professional eager to charge you up as they talk about the many things that keep you from moving forward with your small business. So are you ready to get charged up for success? Let's hit it. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charged Up Studio, where small business owners get charged up for success. We've been hearing about the next recession for several months now. Debates continue among economists as to whether it will be mild or not, whether we are currently in the midst of it, or is it still to come? As small business owners, recessions can have a detrimental impact, oftentimes leading to catastrophic results. So the latest index coming out of the U.S. Chamber of Small Business states that inflation remains a top concern for small businesses. Not only does inflation add stress to an already tight cash flow status, but it impacts small and medium businesses' ability to be competitive within the marketplace. Today's guest is known as the Money Maestro, celebrated by audiences nationwide as a thoughtful, engaging, and generous teacher. Best-selling author Chris Miller speaks about financial freedom, second chances, and how to thrive in an uncertain economy. On stage, she conveys her rare devotion for informing and providing essential information that is often hidden from the general public. She calls out the errors in perception, exposing misleading data, and leads the way with integrity to greater wealth, healthy money practices, and happy and fulfilled lives. So let's all give a hearty, charged up studio welcome to Ms. Chris Miller with happymoneyhappylife.com. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. We're charged up for sure.
We're charged up. That's true. Yes. That's true. Yes. Well, as I indicated before, you know, we're going to handle this just like good girlfriends, just talking. Okay. I am eager to learn your wealth of information, especially when it comes to, you know, protecting our businesses, protecting our personal lives, especially with this recession coming through, you know, and I have no doubt that we will feel the recession, whether it's going to be mild or heavy, I don't know. But the fact that it's coming off the backs of two other difficult economic periods, chances are we're going to feel it more than we normally would. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree. And I think it, and I'm an optimist, but what I'm seeing come in is scary, okay? And scary if you're not prepared. And it's, you know, it's not that I am so smart, because I've just done this for 32 years. I've seen over 6,000 portfolios, and I stopped counting after that. And so what I learned was learning how to be prepared and have my money safe. So I'm proud to say no one on my watch has ever lost a dime with over 6,000 clients on my, in any market risk. But this started way back for me in the 90s, 91, 92. When I got started, I was I'm a paralegal. I do estate planning, living trust. And then when I started seeing people coming in my office, they would come in And don't feel there's no judgment for this, but they'd come into my office and they'd start the retirement plan at 50, 60, 70, 90. Seriously, like, what is going on here? Dana, I was like, what? And I realized, oh, you go to school, you learn how to make money, you get out of school, and then you go make money, and then you get to somebody else to gamble. So it's like a roulette wheel. Will it be up or down when I retire? I hated that.
Yeah, and now with what's happened with COVID and since the beginning of COVID, we don't even have those jobs a lot of times to rely on. It's only on us. Okay, so therefore, what we're seeing is we're seeing more and more people taking charge of their own financial, I don't want to say success, I want to say their financial outlook. Okay, starting to take more, but they're starting to realize that I can't rely on my job. I can't rely on my 401k. I can't rely on any of these tools that we've had in the past without thinking about, okay, how am I going to make it through my retirement?
Exactly. And that's my specialty because I've done it so long. And it's a whole other kind of a planning, because what we were taught or what we know is like, you know, you put your money in the stock market, and now it's about getting what you have safe. So there's certain things that people need to be aware of. Your 401k and your IRA are big tax bombs. They're going to come out of ordinary income. We're living longer. You're going to be forced to take it out at 72 and pay taxes. We're at the lowest tax, basically, we've ever been in this country right now. But guess what? There's all kinds of taxes coming to us. Besides inflation, when you go to, you know, fill up the tank of gas, right? Those kinds of things. We're going to see it too, you know, coming down the pike here and everything. So what I've learned about is the safe money strategies of basically how to put a bottom on your 401k or your IRA. And there's different programs that I actually own what I sell. I don't do anything else. I can't say, hey, you got to buy this stock, but I don't want it. I can't do that. I look you in the eyes and I tell you, this is what I've got. I've had it for 3 decades. So I've been through a few recessions and want to take the income. So there's several levels that we can go down and, you know, we'll elaborate other times, right? But there's levels of what you have, you've got to get it protected. And learn about safe money, learn about places where you can catch the growth of the market without risk, without any market risk, and create income you'll never outlive. Imagine getting a paycheck every month instead of sitting on the edge of your seat watching the news and watching your money go bye-bye, right?
Well, and you know, speaking of protection and protecting your money, And the tax benefits that you can take advantage of, okay? There's so many things that have happened over the last 3-4 years and longer, okay, that have skewed the thinking, the financial thinking, the financial processing, all of that that has skewed it. You know, one being, okay, cryptocurrency. Right. And the digital chain, blockchain. Right. Okay, right. That's one thing. Another is the fact that COVID and what's happened with COVID, and people are starting to realize that they don't have to live above their means. They can scale down and be happy. Okay, you know, there's so many things that have happened that. That, like I said, it skews our way of doing things anymore. Right. One of the things that I wanted to focus on, and I don't know how much you have experience in this, is as small business owners, all right, once we start getting to a point where we are making some revenue, and what are the tax benefits of setting up a 401k or an IRA or whatever? Okay, to take advantage of those tax benefits through the business.
Right. Well, that's a great question. And there are some you know, this the standard way of the way that people set up their IRAs and their 401ks is based on the old model. The old model was risk. You've got to risk your money to make money. And there are programs out there that can be set up for small businesses that are actually tax-free. And I, honestly, it's like a little known secret that the 1% know about. Why are they the only ones to know about? Because nobody's talking about it.
Right.
It's right. I would make more money selling stocks and just holding your account than all the things that I talk about. So what, you know, to me, I would prefer integrity. So there are great programs that you can set up for your small business that can mitigate those taxes and the risk of the up and down in the market. Even as an individual, individuals inside of it, there's ways that you could actually take qualified money that you already have and roll it into some of these programs where, like, they have investable life insurance, index universal life, where they can use an accelerated death benefit to pay the taxes, right? So that your full amount of money will be invested. Just say, I'll use 100,000 because it's just simple. And if you say that 100,000, right, if you're in the 40% tax bracket, is really worth 60, more or less, right? Okay. So, and people don't think of that when they think of their planning in the future, you got to see all that. Okay, so now you've got 60,000, but imagine if you could take that whole 100,000, roll it into a tax-free account, pay the taxes with the death benefit, and then create income that you will never outlive that's tax-free. But wait, there's more. The more is catastrophic illness. Now, we just learned about that, right? The pandemic. With these kind of programs, they have long-term care in them. So you can take 2% of the death benefit, the money comes out tax-free, manage your own care in your own home and not go to a nursing home, which is the way to go. And that's what I teach a lot of my high-end clients to do. But you don't have to be high-end to do this, just saying. It does require health. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I recently went through this with my mom, you know, determining, do we put her into a nursing home or do we, you know, keep her home, you know, and take care of her, you know, with us. And at the time, she didn't have any kind of, you know, program or anything like that. So she had Medicaid, Medicare, and that was it.
Right.
Medicaid or Medicare, whatever. That's all she had.
Yeah.
And so therefore, you know, to put her into a good facility, okay, not one that's Medicare paid completely.
Right.
We had to subsidize what the payment was, you know, and she ended up dying a week before COVID kicked in.
Wow. Wow.
So, you know, it was a blessing in disguise. I wouldn't be surprised if she had COVID. You know, and that just aggravated it. But anyway, where I'm going with this is what we went through with my mother was the fact that, you know, there's so many things, like you said, that can be planned early on in, and not waiting until you're 70, 80, 90 years old to try and put these plans in place.
Exactly.
The same thing goes for your business. It doesn't cost a lot to set up a 401k or anything like that, or, you know, some and take advantage of the tax write-offs and their benefits that you can offer your employees.
There's that long-term care protection that is like something that nobody talks about. And you pinned kind of like the nightmare of my business was my own family. It's just, it's hard. You know, it was only because my mommy came up to me with a piece of paper and she said, honey, can you share this with your clients? And she's tears in her eyes, but she had cancer. And her first round of cancer for 5 days was $90,000. So my dad was old school, born in 1919, a genius, trained by Einstein, literally, but he did not want long-term care. I'm not, you know, I'm never going to a nursing home, real stubborn, right? So they didn't get long-term care. Thank God they had enough money. But the point was that they went through millions of dollars. So people that think, oh, I have $1 million, I'll self-insure. That is not going to be enough for what really happens to people. She had cancer for 10 years. So the point is catastrophic. And now, it used to be when you become people over 65, it's 7 out of 10 people end up in a nursing home. Before the pandemic, right? 1 out of 5 under 50 will end up in one. But that's all changed. Those numbers are way up, and I haven't gotten the newest thing, right? But
the baby boomer industry has opened up the age demographics to where now the majority of the spenders, the people who can do things, are your baby boomers, like myself. You know, I just turned 66 this year.
Right. Happy birthday.
66 in June. So I'm 66 and a half now.
Okay. Okay. But, well, you know, same age. I'm the same age.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you know, it's like, there's so many things, and we, meaning I'm saying, those of us who don't pay a lot of attention to, you know, I let my husband take care of them, you know.
Right.
But when it comes to business now, because I run our business, I'm always looking for those tax write-offs, those ways of saving money, especially when you are a small business starting out, you know, in the first 5 to 10 years that you're in business. How can you take advantage of those tax savings?
Right.
And go right back into your revenue. Yeah.
Exactly. And there really are some. It takes a deep dive. It takes having a conversation because it's so unique. But by having this conversation to bring it to people's mind, what I found, you know, were three things that people miss. You know, from my book, I say 3 secrets for safe money and fabulous future.
Right.
It's not secret. We're talking about it now. Okay. So we're talking about, so one is the catastrophic illness. And honestly, after 30 years, I saw more people lose their money before they died, either in a nursing home, probate, or the Great Recession. Those are the 3 things that people need to focus on. They need to wrap around the catastrophic illness, and that can be built into, you know, you actually get, you know, more affordable kind of plans inside of those things. You could build plans that aren't like, you know, a lot of the standalone long-term care is like car insurance where you're paying like a lower fee, but it's just money out the door. Where now they have hybrid life insurance where you can leverage the death benefit. So all those premiums, hey, if you don't use the long-term care, you're building cash. Cash you can use for yourself while you're alive, and a death benefit for your family. So that's the way to build the estate. That's the catastrophic component of it. Then you have the market risk, right? Where everybody's 401k and IRA is all in the stock market. And from what I hear from the geniuses that study these things, you know, and that nothing, you know, just to keep it simple, a lot of people think it's going down another 25-30%. You can't.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Print money and do all these things that they're doing without, there's no accountability to all the money, et cetera, et cetera. So that's inevitable with what's happening globally. Right. Pending war, blah, 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 blah. So people got to be prepared. Just like, you know, it shocks me too, Dana, is that when people come, you know, when I chat and have a, you know, financial fitness strategy with them, most people, like I had a client, he had $44 million in real estate and only a few hundred thousand in cash. Right. Didn't have a living trust. Didn't have the right paperwork. And so people don't have rainy day money. And maybe they have a lot of money. Maybe they don't have a lot of, I don't care how much money you have, but you need.
They don't have any free cash. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's basic components that you need to have as a foundation where you have the money safe, you have the catastrophic illness protected, and you have the money, you know, the right paperwork too. So key man insurance, key employee, all of those things. You just have all of those things.
And even a succession plan, you know.
Oh, totally.
Having that succession plan in place.
Totally.
So tell me this, okay? Well, we're talking about 401ks, you know, and the non-self-directed 401ks that you're forced to choose between stocks, okay, through your company and stuff like that. And now we know what's happening with the stock market. And what can people do to kind of diversify their retirement accounts so that it's not all dependent on the stock market? For instance, my husband and I, you know, we've got the 401k that's through, he works for a very large DOD company, you know, so he's got his 401k there, but he has a retirement or I can't remember what it's called from an old company he has that he still gets paid on every month. I have my 401k that we took out when I left my job many years ago. And we took that and invested in real estate. You know, so we took that and rather than invest in the real estate, we invested with a contractor, a developer, okay, to fund his building costs. We get a large percentage return on it every year. You know, and it just keeps rolling over. We just keep rolling it over. How can people who are stuck with a non-self-directed IRA or 401k through their companies, how can they diversify and you know, break it apart? Can they do that?
Absolutely. And that's a really good question. So you're stuck in that situation, and if the company matches you, say they're going to give you 4%, then you put in 4%. But say, you know, say you have maybe 10% extra that you could, and you really should be putting 15 and 20% away for your fabulous future, okay? So you go for the match, right? You pay attention to the account. Most people don't do that even inside of their 401k. Pay attention to where your money's being invested. They're not like sitting there watching your money and calling you, whoa, the market's going down now. They're not very proactive. No, you have to be proactive and pay attention to where your money is in the 401k. Then say, hey, you've got another 6% or whatever it is to invest. And depending on your age and your health and your wealth, there are some very, like what I was talking about, the Index Universal Life. These companies are like 150 years old. They've gone through the Great Depression. They've gone through all of these, and they invest for the long haul. That, you know, they're looking at 20, 30-year options. So, you know, people can make 5 to 9% with no market risk. So the idea is putting it in funds where you don't lose your principal. The equity index annuity is another one that's not underwritten that you can fund and set up for yourself. Right now, as I talk, at this time, you know, the number one A plus companies are like 10 to 15% tax deferred. So you're making the money, say, you know, you put your 100,000 in it and it goes up 2% and the market goes down 2%, nothing happens. You just catch the upside, no downside risk. And you don't get a 1099 on that growth. So a lot of people are going to work past their retirement. Maybe they got Social Security, and that's going to be docked. They're going to dock $1 out of every $3 and all of that. That's a whole nother conversation. But the point for the people that are stuck in that scenario, there are some very creative ways that you can take that money and set yourself up with tax-free or tax-deferred income that you'll never outlive. You can turn it on anytime. So when I started mine 30 years ago, I thought, I'm gonna do a stairway. And I did a bunch of equity index annuity. I did one at 62, 65, 67. So when I got to 62, I really didn't need it. So I just push it forward, which means I get more. Just like your Social Security. If you take it at your full retirement age, you get 100%. If you wait till you're 70, you're gonna get 30% more. You know, your Social Security is a big annuity. It's at 8%, simple as far as I know. But the point is that when you look at these chunks of money or even little money that you can contribute, there's some very, very solid creative ways that you can do that.
So basically what you're saying is, you know, if it's matched, if the company matches 4%, you just put, you put your 4% in there, and the remaining, say if you're doing 15%, the remaining 11% is going to be going into a self-directed, you know, some kind of a retirement, or in like whole life, or what?
Whole life is not as good as Index Universal. So Index Universal life is sort of like the hybrid of whole life. So inside of the policies that I have are, they include long-term care. They include catastrophic illness. They include building cash. And then they include tax-free income for life. Imagine that. It's a really good feeling. You know, they actually did, there's actually an article, gotta find who wrote it, out. It's an actual study that they found that people that had guaranteed incomes with equity index annuities live longer because they weren't stressed, right? They know that money is coming. Stress is gone, and that's what causes disease. So setting up income streams, I'm not saying you got to put everything in there, but your 401k is the stock market. It's the gamble. Realize that. You know, don't be scared of it, but just realize that you're gambling. Even the Bitcoins and even the real estate, all of those things are volatile. They can go up and down. So you want a little chunk of that money to be safe and have a floor on it, so you catch the upside with all those benefits. So my favorite is the Index Universal Life. It's underwritten, and you have to have good health for that, or average health, you can get it. But the point is, there's the equity index annuities, there's no underwriting. So it's not a one size fits all, because creative planning, you know, I have both. You know, you could do both. And I'm not in risk. I am out of the market. I've been out of it for, you know, 20 years, basically, because I don't like losing money. I didn't like that.
No, definitely.
So hard
definitely.
For it. I mean, not
$5. It's like when we the market hit, the real estate market hit the peak, which was back in what, 2006, 2009, okay? You know, it's funny because we bought our house in 1990, December of 1998, and it was in foreclosure. That was a recession back then. So it was in foreclosure. We bought it, and we bought it for like $150,000. And at the peak of the recession, the appraisal came in at like $675,000. And we said, well, you know, let's go ahead and let's look around and see, you know, and you know, it's just, I was frustrated because you could not find what I liked, like what I had in my house now. But what was the deciding point for me is, if we were going to upgrade, we would be upgrading property tax from $1,200 a year to almost $10,000 a year. And I said, why would we go into debt for the government, you know, when we're perfectly fine in our house that we have now? Let's just renovate it and upgrade it, you know.
Exactly.
No more than 2 weeks later, the market turned. And everybody was upside down. And, you know, so my thoughts are, okay, I had someone looking out for us. That's he was looking over us and, you know, and stuff. And you know, that all comes down to, like we said, planning. Okay. Like you're saying, as far as the planning and everything, as a strategist, I'm all about planning and looking ahead. All right. And, you know, if you're going to be impulsive with your decision making, then you're just asking for trouble.
You know, we spend our whole life working and making money, which is just energy, right?
Right.
Because if it's really, and think about it, how many trillions of debt we're in. They're changing the money system on us.
Yeah.
They're going to announce a digital coin. I think they're going to start to control the Bitcoin scenario.
They're trying.
Whatever, you know, God knows what's going to happen with all that. But the point is that the the shift or the, you know, the change in the currency and, you know, global currency, global wealth, health, all of those things that is the war between good and evil that's happening, right?
Yeah.
Is we have to be our own. We have to be proactive. We have to be our own. There's nobody that's going to come and help us, you know, save the day. We have to pay attention and take time out to learn about it. It's not like, oh, you're going to go buy a stock. You're investing in that company that they're going to survive this recession.
Yep, yep, yep. That's exactly
it. Whereas the insurance company invests in you, hoping that you don't die. So it puts you in the power seat. Because imagine, you know, you have your real estate, you have your four different investments, but you have something you know that will be there that will pay for you. And I always joke about insurance companies. Not that, you know, every company's, you know, what they are, but they've been around a long time. And I jokingly say this, but now I'm starting to believe it. They'll be the last to go before Jesus comes kind of thing, right? They have better ratings in the United States. See, every $100 you have with them, and it's not like I'm selling insurance company. It's just there's not a lot of safe places to have your money. And I think we're in the scariest time on the planet. There's so much that hasn't even been unwrapped. And that's why my podcast is called Money 911, because it's like, come on, you guys, pay attention. Take time out on your Sunday and learn about this. Read my book or read about safe money and just wrap your head around it so that you can be empowered to make the right decisions as you're going through this, because of what I said, this country is being shaken to its core, and you know,
it's not just this country, it's the world.
That's right.
It's the world that's you know, that's and speaking of the changes, then the money processes and changes. The reason that the digital currency, cryptocurrency and Bitcoin have caught on so much is because of the security that's involved in that. Okay.
Right.
It can't be accessed by the banks. It can't be accessed by anyone except you.
Right.
Okay. Even the government cannot access it. Okay. I say that.
Yeah.
But the government has its hands in everything. So, you know, you know, and especially anybody, you know, hackers or anything like that, I'm sure they can find some way of getting in, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, I actually had that experience because I went against my own principles because I don't like risk. So I got into Bitcoin when it first started, you know, a few years ago. I had one of those mines that was making the Bitcoin.
Bitcoin?
I had an actual mine in the very beginning. Guess what? It just disappeared. I cannot find it. And I had some money in there. Okay? It just disappeared. But look, it's on me. I violated what I know. Like, I don't like that experience. You know, if I had a lot of extra money, I wanted to gamble. I don't like going, you know, I don't even gamble if I go to Vegas. I don't like that experience. But some people do. That's okay. No judgment. Just have a certain percentage of what you do safe. But it is a global change that is happening. It isn't just United States. And you can see in other countries, they're a little bit ahead of us of what they're going through. Right, with the energy, with the food supply, all of those things are coming to us, right? Unless you know, massive, you know, people stand up and wake up and all that good stuff. But as no matter what happens, we have to be proactive and wake up and pay attention and learn about these things and take action, because it really is late. You don't want to wait. Procrastination is the biggest sin. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what we all do.
Yeah.
This is something that you're working hard for it. You want to pay attention how to get out of the taxes, how to never lose your principal, how to create income, how to protect yourself from catastrophic illness, making sure you have your living trust, powers of attorney, guardianship, conservatorship, all of these things.
It seems depressing to be thinking about those things you know, but the fact of the matter is, you know, you never know what tomorrow is going to bring,
That's
you
right.
know. And as you said, catastrophic, you know, I'm sure a lot of these people during COVID were not planning on having their relatives or their loved ones or whatever get deathly ill, you know, and pass away, you know, so early. So yes, and the whole message with this whole podcast here is all about you taking back control, meaning you, me, everybody else taking back control and making, you know, wise decisions as far as our money is concerned, and, you know, and making sure that we are diversified enough to whereas should the market take another leap like it did, you know, in the recession in 2000, you know, 3 through 13, 14, you know, or, you know, COVID took off, you know, right now, this recession, I don't know. I think it's going to be more inflation than anything. You know, I don't think it's going to hit the real estate market necessarily because we are so far behind in inventory and stuff like that. So we've still, I think the real estate market is still very strong right now. They got hit really bad back in 2006.
Right. It's coming in from a different angle. It's not the
it
real
is.
Estate crash.
It is.
2008 was based on the real estate, right?
This is coming in more from the inflationary side as far as products, consumer goods, you know, and things like that. And the price is just going up to where you can't afford things anymore. You know, gas prices, all of this, you know. And so if you aren't prepared, you know, go out and, you know, grow a vegetable garden in the backyard or something to that effect, you know, plan, take control and decide what you're going to do. You know, if you're going to get involved in the cryptocurrency market or the Bitcoin, the digital currency market, you know, get some help. Don't just dive into it. Get some expert help. My husband goes through courses on it and that's how he, you know, gets involved in it. But it is just like the stock market. It's going to have its ups and downs. If you're going to panic every time it goes down, you know, you're never going to get anywhere. It's like I tell my clients, you know, I said, if you're going to run your business based on your bank account, you're never going to get ahead.
That's right.
Okay. You've got to plan. You've got to plan. And you've got to figure out how am I going to make the sales that I need to make in order to move my business forward and scale it.
Absolutely. That's it right there. I mean, you know, if everybody could hear what you're saying, and that's why, you know, I say healthy money, happy life.
Right.
Not that money is happiness, but when your money is healthy and, you know, it's not planted where gophers are going to eat it, it's going to go away,
right?
That it's just going to grow and bear fruit for you for now and for later, then that gives you a happy life because you're not worrying.
You're not worrying about it. It's a happy life because you're not stressed.
That's it.
You're not stressed over it, you know.
Exactly.
And that goes for your personal lives as well as your business life. And what a lot of people don't realize is your personal and your business lives are so connected.
I'm so glad you said that, Dana, because I found that there's so much emotion around money. I literally coach people on all of that more than writing applications in 32 years. And that I actually have that course of, you know, creating income you'll never outlive. And a lot of it is mindset. So people are scared to talk about, they're scared to even, to think about it.
Yeah.
But if you go for that, what we're talking about, it's empowering. Then you feel good about yourself because you're taking care of
that's
business.
That's exactly it.
Right.
You know, even those who are in debt, okay, who have been in debt and, you know, it's pulling them down. There are ways that you can get out of debt, you know,
that's
working
right.
with credit counselors, doing things exactly the way that they say to do them. And, it's empowering, you know, it might be embarrassing to have to admit that you've gotten to that point, but we all go through it. Every one of us goes through it, you know, unless we were born with a silver spoon or something like that, you know, we all go through that. And understanding that there is a process, there's a money process, you know, that you go through to make sure that you don't get back into that situation and that you can get out of it. You know, another thing I tell my clients is if you're going to go into debt for your business, make sure that debt is going towards revenue generation.
Right.
Okay, exactly. Because you want to know that the money you're borrowing is going to make more money.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. That is so important. And you know, like you're saying, it there's a lot of emotion around, you know, but when you it's like just taking control of it, then that,
right.
that lifts you above the emotion to where you're like on top of it now.
Right.
You can actually manage debt. You know, I've had clients with a lot of debt and they come in and you can negotiate it. You can call the companies and say, hey, I really want to pay my bill, but I, you know, can only pay $25 instead of $100. And they'll work with you because the interest rates are so crazy high.
Yeah.
And
that's exactly what a credit counselor is doing.
Exactly.
They're making the calls for you. You know, they're making sure and they're cutting down your credit card debts to 30% of the total balance, 30, 40% of the total balance. And, you know, and things like that, because they don't want to write it off if they can avoid writing it off totally, you know, so, and the banks don't want your home and they don't want your cars, you know, and stuff like that, because that's more record keeping for them. So they'll work with you, but you have to know how to negotiate that.
Right. And be aware, don't get caught in the credit card debt. Don't just start swiping your card. You know, pay attention. I tell people to, you know, do discretionary and non-discretionary, and you'll find a lot of money. If you journal what you pay, right? You've done that, right?
Yeah.
You journal what you're paying and doing for a few weeks or a month and do, this, you know, two columns, discretionary, non-discretionary. You'll find a lot of money that you really don't need to, you know, buy the new shoes or go out to dinner or do all the different things that, because right now you got to pull it back in and take the money that you have and get it safe or get it producing some income, even to keep up with inflation. You know, the money is dying.
Right? So I mean, Social Security just passed its first major increase in benefit payouts.
How many years?
8 point something percent, you know, so and that speaks to what inflation has been doing.
Right.
It's still not enough, but
we're
coming up on we're coming up on the end of another session here, and I'm really glad Chris has been here with us. It's been very entertaining and enlightening. Chris, any last minute tips for our listeners?
Well, you know, being that we're in the season that we're in now, I really, besides taking the time out and learning about what we talked about, the safe money and the protection of assets, the three things I want you to really look at, you know, creating income you'll never outlive, not having everything in the stock market, your right paperwork, and catastrophic illness, something that will help you get through, you know, on a heart, you know, from the heart, is gratitude. And it, you know, you can't buy it in a store or anything, but that's what I use, because these are rough times. There's a lot of mental bombardment. There's a lot of endurance to go through what we're having to go through in this transition we're in. So when I wake up in the morning, you know, I thank God for five things I'm grateful for before I hit the ground. And I do it in
being
the morning.
Above ground.
Being above ground, I'm breathing. About, you know, I'm moving still. You know,
it
does something in the energy that, you know, makes you a winner, you know, and that gratitude allows you to give that joy to others too. So
that's
just a personal thing that helps me get through a lot of stress.
Right. So tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you should they need to.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. You know, I do what's called financial fitness strategy session. I'll literally hop on the phone with you for 20 minutes. You can, and just see if I can help you and find out about your business. I have a whole team of attorneys, planners, different people that are in my pocket that can help, you know, different people in different places. You know, if you have a big, small, family business, whatever it is, I do that. So financial fitness strategy, go to meetwithchrismiller.com. That's K-R-I-S Miller. That'll get you on my calendar. You can call my office, 951-926-4158, or drop me an email at Chris, K-R-I-S, at healthymoneyhappylife.com.
Oh, thank you, Chris. All of that information will be included in the transcripts once this session airs. And I really appreciate you joining us, Chris. A lot of good information that our listeners are going to want to pay attention to and reach out to you for.
Fabulous.
Thank you once again, Chris.
Thank you so much. It's been such a joy. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Charged Up Studio Live, the podcast with you, the small business owner, in mind, with your host, Dana Olivo. Join us every Tuesday as we bring you valuable tips and insights into many of the topics you don't know about growing a successful business. Please leave us a review on any of the streaming platforms you are listening to, or visit us on the YouTube or Facebook page and leave a review or subscribe so you don't miss another episode. You can also support us through Patreon by visiting our website, chargedupstudio.live, and click on the Patreon link. Until next week, go out and have a charged up week.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.